This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1686. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 12th, Australia, Bahrain, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, China, Croatia, Diego Garcia, Egypt, Germany, Guam, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Japan, Mexico, Morocco, Netherlands, Norway, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Serbia, Somaliland, Tibet, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. For a few years now, one of the Northern Territory shower stations in Australia has stayed on one frequency 24 hours, 4835 VL8A. Originally, it was on the 120-meter band at night, 2310. But there was apparently some problem in getting the automation to make the frequency change twice a day, and they were unwilling to have a human operator handle that instead. Now, a second station of the three is staying on the 60-meter band, 4910, first reported by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany using a remote receiver on September 9th. He was still hearing 4910 after 0830 UT at 1105. And so was Ron Howard in California as late as 1209 UT. Ron Howard and I were still hearing it on 4910 only on September 10th and 11th. Here it lasts somewhat past 1200 UT, when it's easy to compare it with 4835, as they are normally in parallel. That leaves one station in Australia on 120 meters, 2485, which I could also barely hear. It seems another station, and consequently another country, has left shortwave broadcasting. NBCDX, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria says, Bahrain no longer used 6010 since March, but in the final week of August he was not hearing it at night either on the only other frequency, 9745. In case you're holding out any hope that Radio Cultura São Paulo, Brazil, will resume shortwave on any of its former three frequencies on the 6, 9, and 17 megahertz bands, no, it won't, says Denis Zokby in Radio Escutas. He says the antennas and transmitters do not exist anymore for shortwave. However, their AM transmitter is of high quality, functioning perfectly. On September 8th, but not on the 9th or 10th, I was hearing interference to WWCR 13845 at 1230 UT in the Cambodian language. Latest schedules show nothing but WWCR on that frequency anywhere in the world at any time, but now there is something else. I identified it on September 11th as Radio Free Asia in Cambodian for 1 hour. It had formerly been only on 12140. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the additional frequency is via Sri Lanka. I suspect that poor Joyce may suspect that Obama is out to get her. However, she still blasts in on the parallel frequency, 7490. Stand by for yucks on 6030 if you can hear it, CFVP in Calgary. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, CKMX, its parent station on 1060, is changing to Funny 1060, an all-comedy format effective September 12th, replacing their country music. In the medium wave circle, Barry Davies reminds us about this. According to a post on their Facebook, to which Andrew Braid replies, it seems listeners in Calgary don't like the change, judging by posts on their Facebook page. It may not last long and likely be a flop. Strangely enough, Canada's only other private shortwave station, CFRX Toronto 6070, has already been running 24/7 comedy, except it's not 24/7, it's only during the overnight hours. This has been going on for several months. although there have been some interruptions when CFRX has been missing, and it is missing once again. It was reported on September 4th by Harold Froge in Michigan at 2213 UT with their usual non-comedic programming. However, on September 10th, Tim Luther in Iowa says it's off the air again. I know they had some transmitter issues earlier in the summer, and it was heard on August 22nd, but I've not been hearing them when checked several times this week. That leaves North Korea quite loud on 6070 around sunrise, 11:30. So what has happened this time to CFRX? Peter Hansen says, I did hear CFRX in the morning of Thursday, September 5th, but they were off the air by early that afternoon. As for non-private Canadian shortwave stations, they're both on 6160. I've been having trouble hearing CKZU in Vancouver, even when it should be propagating around sunrise here. Quite a weak signal. I suspect they're not running full power. However, Walt Samaniev in Victoria, B.C., not far away, is able to hear both CKZU and CKZN from the other side of Canada in Newfoundland, and has measured their exact frequencies on his Perseus SDR when they were both running CBC IDs about 1 second apart. They were previously reported 13 hertz apart, but he measures them only 12 hertz apart. CKZN on 6159.965, and CKZU, much stronger there, on 6159.977. Oh, the time for that was 02:59 UT on September 6th. If you prefer a different kind of comedy from that heard via Canada, Ron Howard reports that CNR2 China Business Radio has a Haiyang live show of comedy and variety in Chinese, but there are program IDs in English. This was heard Sunday, September 8th at 12:20 to 12:40 on 6065. Jonathan Short in China has a page in his blog about shortwave station contests. And there's a new one by China Radio International itself, referring to their website, dated September 7th. It's called Experience China Global Competition. The theme is Northwest China. Listeners who submit the 10 best projects, whatever those are, will be invited to visit China by the end of this year. Look at english.cri.cn for Experience China for more details. It seems that Croatian Radio has no plans at all to resume shortwave broadcasts from within the country because they've put up for sale their 100-kilowatt transmitter. Via the NASB Facebook page, as pointed out by Ken English of KSL. The Croatian Information Center in Zagreb. Look at the Facebook page of NASB Shortwave for details and how to contact them. As I mentioned last week, the American Forces Network Guam frequencies were missing, and they're still missing a week later, so we fear the worst. It may be gone for good. I was wondering if the only other AFN station on shortwave is still there, Diego Garcia. And fortunately it is. Members of our group checked it out. Ron Howard says 4319 USB is usually blocked by Steneg 4285 interference. That's a type of utility noise. But Stephen Wood in Massachusetts says, I am hearing them September 10th at midnight 15, a very poor signal. You can just make out some English announcements in country and Western music. Also reported by Ron Howard on September 10th at 1337 to 1403, which was a very rare day with no such interference on 4319 USB. The usual programming, PSAs, sports scores, news, pop songs, and IDS American Forces Radio. Also reported by Jerry Bishop in Florida through the horrid noise on 4319. He was hearing a bit of music at midnight 12 UT, September 9th. But September 10th at 2342, Jerry Bishop in Florida was hearing it without the interference, which usually starts around midnight UT. Also check the day frequency of AFN Diego Garcia, 12759. Both of them are extremely hard for me to hear in deep North America. In ADX via BCDX, Willy Westrup in Germany wonders, what's the Arabic pop music and talk on 8716? Nothing listed there. This is September 7th at 1846. Wolfgang Büschel replies, it's that mixing product from the Abbas transmitter site in Egypt between the medium wave station on 774 and, in this case, shortwave on 9490. 8716 is the difference between those two frequencies, and there are several other instances from the same transmitter on other shortwave frequencies. Via Tom Taylor, Roland reports that the Gören transmitter in Germany of MV Baltic Radio is off the air because the antenna has been damaged by a local storm. So that means Hamburger Local Radio is no longer heard either on 7265, where World Radio has been broadcast four times a week. They hope that it can be back on the air in early October, at least with a temporary antenna. Our World of Radio listeners, meanwhile, may still pick us up direct from our four U.S. shortwave stations, if not online, or on satellite, thanks to WRN. Georgi Bansov in Bulgaria reports that All India Radio Kohima was on the air with news and a sport bulletin in English, September 10th at midnight 40 UT on 4850. That's the station, of course, which is appearing only sporadically. Last week we had a list of several inactive frequencies from All India Radio stations, thanks to Joe's Jacob, but one of them just came back shortly after I finished the program. As reported by Joe's, it's Itanagar on 4990, heard again September 5th at 0145. And also September 6th with very loud signals until sign-off at 1630. He says their daytime frequency, however, is still off the air, 6150. On September 7th, Ron Howard in California was also hearing 4990 again, but reception was very poor from 1350, still on at 1455. And he was hearing it better on September 10th and 11th, including an ID in English, followed by news at 1420. Although most of the weak signals we hear on 90 meters around 12 UT are from Papua New Guinea, on 3325 we've been hearing RRI, Palangkaraya, Borneo, because it's in Indonesian and with Warta Berita or news on the hour at 1200, heard September 10th and 11th. Another way to be sure it's Indonesia is to find that the news is parallel to Makassar, just below 4750. Ron Howard adds that usually it's also on the other few active RRI shortwave stations, Vimana, just below 4870, except on September 7th, they were playing pop music instead. That's the one which also has the weekly Australian English program, KGI, already running at 12:30 UT, Thursday, September 5th. The other station, RRI Ternate, just below 3345, is sometimes off the air, as it was September 6th, but it was back on the 7th, parallel the other stations with the news. But Ternate was off again on September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Maybe it will be back by next Ramadan. Ron Howard was also surprised to get a nice package in the mail from the Voice of Indonesia. Their tote bag, shirt, sticker, folder, notebook, pad, pen, a blank QSL card, and a magazine in English. He says, I don't know what I did to deserve this, but I am pleased to receive it. And then he remembered that he had entered a competition some months ago online, which apparently won him these goodies. It was one of their Tuesday exotic Indonesia quizzes about Banjarmasin. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo tells us he never got a reply to his reception reports to RRI Vimana Indonesia 4870. However, thanks to a tip in DX Listening Digest from Bruce Portzer, he looked at their website. It's mostly Indonesian, but there's a section called Pojok Wamena. I was astonished to find my follow-up report was on the board, and a reply from the webmaster in English saying about the card or verification letter, it will be in the first hour attention. I had never known about this for more than 2 years, maybe a new kind of EQSL. So if you have an outstanding report that is unreplied to RRI Wamena, look at rrivamena.com. This is World of Radio number 1686. Our website brings you a lot more information about the items I've mentioned and many, many more via worldofradio.com. Look for the archive of DX Listening Digest, the latest edition, especially number 13-37. Your contributions always welcome. By check or money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds, by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. It turned out there was a surprise additional frequency to the special sporting broadcast from Ireland, the Hurling's Championships, I mentioned last week, for Sunday, September 8th, 17820, heard by Wolfgang Büschel and David Porter, formerly of the Wolverton site, says that's where it was coming from in England. That's between 13 and 17 UT. Presumably the same thing will be happening a fortnight later on September 22nd for the football final. And we now have the transmitter sites for the other frequencies, 7405, 17725, which is replaced by 11620 for the final hour at 16 UT. All of those are via Meyerton, South Africa, while 7505 is believed to be from Ascension. The so-called season is beginning for Trans-Pacific Medium Wave DX to penetrate as far as Oklahoma. My neighbor Richard Allen was hearing the big signals from Japan on 747 and 774 with Japanese audio before 1200 UT on September 9th. And I could at least make out the carriers on September 11th as well as on 828. Those are all NHK 300 kilowatt units. On September 5th at 11:45, I was hearing Radio Nikkei 2 in Japan on 3945, along with a much stronger Radio Nikkei 1 on 3925 with separate programming. I'd thought that number 2 signed off much earlier, it used to, but Ron Howard points out that since June 24th, the schedule is greatly expanded for RN2. Which makes it even more difficult to hear Vanuatu if it's even on the air on 3945, except on weekends when Nikkei closes earlier. That is at 0900 instead of 1400 on weekdays. Since Radio Japan abandoned English to North America, I think it's now safe to say the best signal from them in North America is their Portuguese service, of course intended for Brazil at 2130 UT, via WHRI on 17540, at least if you're beyond the skip zone from Furman. All you need to do is learn a little Portuguese, as I already have. Probably a lot of the features are exact translations of what you would hear in English. I used to hear Spanish and English topics running parallel within a few seconds of each other on their evening relays starting at the same hour. I have much better results, not surprisingly, DXing medium wave from Mexico around sunrise than Japan, and have a number of logs to report this week, but one in particular is puzzling. On 880 kHz, September 10th at 12:15, the station ID is La Rancherita, and the time check was in the UT-6 zone, which according to listings means it has to be either the station in Chihuahua or Los Mochis. A slogan change, as La Rancherita is not listed for any Mexican station yet. And not to be confused with the 880 in Nashville, Tennessee, WMDB, which I discovered the day before, is now renamed itself La Ranchera. Not quite the same. As the noise level abates slightly on the lower frequencies and the sun is rising later, I'm pleased to find that the third harmonic from XEVT Villahermosa, Tabasco, is still being heard. That is again audible on 2910, 3x970 kilohertz. I was hearing it September 5th and 11th, peaking around 11:35 UT when they're having a morning newscast with some local mentions. I first heard it last December 28th, and then I frequently logged it in January, February, and March. Last heard on April 27th until just now. Its approximate schedule is from 10 until 05 UT. And here's another country which has vanished from shortwave, maybe forever, but we hope not, Morocco. On August 31st, Luca Bottofiore in Italy reported to Playdx that Médium was missing from 9579 at 0901 UT. That's the frequency where it had jumped some months before from its original 9575. Ivo Ivanov agrees. No signal on September 1st. It had been on the air 24 hours. And of course, it was easy to recognize on its distinctive off frequency, not to be confused with Gabon, which vanished earlier from 9580. I checked September 5th at 0447 and agree there's no signal at all from Morocco on 9579.15, where it used to be, although Spain, from not far away, was coming in well on the same band. Another transmitter at the same site in Morocco, Nador, had previously dropped off the air last year, I think, from 15345. Then, via BCDX, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports he first noticed Mehdi missing at 1630 UT August 30th. You know, they have a parallel long wave on 171 kilohertz, and on September 2nd at 0400, he was hearing something on 170 instead, colliding with the voice of Russia. But later on, there was news in Arabic on 171. Since Radio Netherlands virtually abandoned shortwave, keeping nothing but a half an hour in Spanish, it's been pretty much out of mind as far as we are concerned. But BBC Monitoring has been keeping an eye on their website. On September 6th, they say they're launching a flagship website. After enormous changes over the past year, the new URL is rnw.org. Sven Martinsen of Radio Northern Star in Norway notified us September 5th they would be on the air with the call sign LLE35895 USB with about 45 watts, later to add medium wave 1314. Then on September 11th, Sven Martinsen tells us that LKBLLE is testing all day on 5895 USB with an inverted V antenna and 50 watts, IDs in English and Norwegian, jingles, and Morse IDs, until sign-off at 2000 UT. Reception reports with MP3 files were wanted. Of course, that would be quite a catch in North America, but there were a number of reports from Europe, including Brock Whaley in Ireland at 0745 with CW and voice IDs 11 September. The 14 to 15 UT hour in English of Radio Sultanate of Oman on 15140 continues to be elusive in deep North America, but Georgi Bansov in Bulgaria, as of September 8th, says they're putting in a huge signal. During a radio play in English recently, all their transmissions have improved drastically. They may have worked on their antenna system or increased power, putting a huge signal into my location, no matter what band or time of day. Meanwhile, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says there's a new broadcast in Arabic from Oman, first noted September 10th on 9540, in Arabic at 04 until 10 UT. Earlier, I mentioned RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, on 3325, but always be careful not to confuse it with Papua New Guinea on the same frequency. On September 5th, Ron Howard in California was hearing, presumably, NBC Bougainville for almost an hour until sign-off at 1301 UT. He says, probably my strongest reception ever, with extraordinary reception and RRI not propagating. Most of the others go off the air around 1200. However, I've been hearing Madang on 3260 with news in English on the air, but it's interrupted abruptly a few seconds after 12:05. Another important item, barely missing our deadline last week, was the abrupt disappearance of Voice of Russia from the only frequency left in our evenings to Latin, if not North America in English, 9665. It was there September 4th, but gone UT September 5th, as first reported by Steve Luce in Texas, and then confirmed it's no longer on the schedule by Voice of Russia. There is still an English broadcast via Armenia at 22 to midnight on 9465. It seems it is the Moldova or Pridnestrovia relay site which has stopped carrying Voice of Russia. Also, another transmission in French has disappeared. Leo Barmaleo in Moldova says, "It happened sooner than expected. The Mayak site got instructions to take all VOR shortwave programming off the air immediately." International Radio Serbia still hasn't resumed its North American service at midnight 30 on 9685. But if you're far enough east, like Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, you may hear the English half hour at 21 UT intended for Europe on 6100. He reports it September 10th with a good signal and minor static. Kaoji Hashimoto in Japan monitors every day the sign-off time for Radio Hargeisa Somaliland on 7120. It varies only a minute or two around 1900 UT. But he last heard it September 5th. It's been missing ever since, as of September 10th. Over here, we should check for the previous sign-on time around 0330. Or the only English broadcast at 1320, which sometimes makes it to the West Coast via Long Path. I've been hearing Voice of Tibet with a good signal via Madagascar at 14 UT on 15525. At exactly 14:08, it jumps to 15520, whether or not any jamming is audible. Modulation was missing during the World of Radio broadcast on 5830 last week, but Ted Randall assures us that a reliable time on WTWW2 is now Saturdays around 2330 UT, or a minute or two earlier, on 9930. Another item which reached us too late to tell you about last week was a test of KVOH's other transmitter in frequency, 9975, UT Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, from 01 to 04. It was widely heard, except in Europe and Asia, where it's blocked at exactly the same time by CVC, Uzbekistan to India. Edward Kusilik in Alberta reports Ho Chi Minh Radio, the Vietnam coastal station, on 8294 USB. September 5th on the air from 1305 to 1319, partly in English. Also check their parallel 7906. I've heard a new affiliate of 24/7 comedy on medium wave 650 at 0550 UT. What station could it be? The propagation outlook for Boulder, A and K indices peaking at 18 and 4 September 12th, 15 and 4 September 17th to 19th and 27th. Solar flux rising from 105 September 16th to only 120 on the 21st and 22nd, and down to 95 by October 4th. And that concludes another World of Radio, number 1686. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found it informative, and will hear me again next week.